B-Pod Studios.
It's Thursday.
Are you up?
Are you up?
Are you up yet?
What might this year be?
This is your wake-up call.
This is your wake-up call.
This is a wake-up call.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Well, you're gonna get one.
Okay, all right, calm down.
Sorry, I just haven't had my coffee yet.
Okay.
All right.
So now let's get this show started.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
I gotta say, I was a little surprised when I woke up this morning there on the North Shore. With a couple inches of snow, right?
Yep, you and live in the snow belt.
I know.
I told you.
You did. You warned me.
I did. You know, to be honest, though, sometimes the snow belt changes. I remember, like, there was one year where Canton seemed to be in this sort of, like, swath of snow all the time, and the north wasn't getting anything, so.
This year, no, we're getting it. It's not bad, but once you get to exit 33, it turns to rain.
Yeah.
But
slushy.
That's
be careful.
If you're up early. What you missed yesterday's One Word Wednesday, which was just great. I went to dinner with Carolyn last night, and she actually mentioned these callers here, how funny it was.
Really?
So I think it was hilarious.
She's a good wife. She listens.
She does. Yeah. No, she actually enjoys the show. Well, your husband doesn't listen?
No, he listens.
Doesn't? Okay.
Caitlin doesn't listen.
Oh, man. Caitlin Bell. My wife under the bus.
Caitlin Bell. Anyway. So
she likes Thatcher and Rich. What can I say? I mean, she likes, you know.
Now, who are they?
I don't know.
So, anyway, here's yesterday's One Word Wednesday, in case you missed it. Here's the best calls of the day.
Okay. Skip the flowers and chocolate and just give me what?
Erotica.
There she is.
Erotica.
Whoa.
The book by Madonna?
Yes. We all know better than that.
Wow. Susie.
You're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, good morning.
Wow. Man, that word just popped for you, Susie.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Susie, where are you from?
I'm from Fitchburg.
Susie, are you currently seeing anybody?
Yes.
Oh, man. I hope he got the message.
Oh, he gets the message every day.
All right.
Oh,
see?
My goodness.
Wow. Oh, Susie.
If you knew Susie.
If you knew Susie. Thank you, Susie. Have a great day. I know somebody's going to.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow. Jeff, finish this phrase.
Skip the flowers and chocolate and just give me blank.
Dinner.
What? Wow.
Dinner.
No. Really, Jeff? Just give me dinner.
Yeah.
Is the lady cooking or
I
what?
I think so, yeah.
Whoa, get in the kitchen and give me dinner is what Jeff's saying.
What a romantic.
I know. Jeff?
You can't really.
You want to take that back?
I love dinner. I understand.
What's on the table at five?
Right.
Thanks. He's not going out with Susie, that's
for
sure.
No, he's not.
No, sorry about that, Jeff. No Susie for you. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
All right,
funny.
Mark, skip the flowers and chocolates and give me...
Give me Susie.
Yeah.
Susie.
How about Susie?
Right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's good. Mark.
Perfect.
Wow. Great answer.
Oh, my God.
You know, for now, Susie's taken.
But you never know.
She seems hard to satisfy, if you know what I mean. So, Mark, don't bite off more than you can chew now.
Okay? That's
great. Thanks, Mark. Bye. Just loved it. That was fun. Our callers are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
They really are. Just crack us up.
Yep.
They're doing the show for us.
Right.
Susie and Mark. Great.
Woo.
Yeah.
Susie.
Susie's fun.
Oof.
How about those hard-hitting questions I had for Susie?
Yeah.
We wanted to know, was there a guy in Susie's life?
Yes. You asked the right questions.
And how often was he seeing erotica? What'd Susie say?
Every day.
Every day. Good morning, Susie. Another day.
She's awake.
No doubt. Let the oven finish
your Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, I stand corrected. It's going to be a high of 41 today.
Oh,
41,
yes.
So not as cold as I just said, but I didn't mean to scare you. Down to 27 tonight. Okay, three cool things. LBF, what do you have?
Well, I have one of those yellow roses, really mean, and other fun Valentine's Day flower statistics.
All right. We need to know these.
You guys, you're going to step up your game.
Uh-oh, it's our fault.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I'll take that.
But check this out.
I've got, I know Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and everybody's all ready for it. But are you ready for today? Do you know what today is?
I think I do.
I'll tell you. Where it came from.
And we're not invited.
That's right.
Right? And I'm going to tell you, if you're in the single market and you're looking for somebody over 40, I'll tell you where to find them. What jobs have the most singles over 40? All right. This report sponsored by Nature Valley Oats, the satisfying crunch of Nature Valley crunchy bars to keep your family going, which means more outside fun for you. And with whole grain oats and real delicious honey, it's really tasty, too. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars, LBF.
Okay. You all are waiting for the last minute because I got these little fun facts from Winston Flowers.
Yeah.
And they said that 80% of the flower deliveries are on Friday. I mean, that's tomorrow. 80%.
Yeah. That's when you deliver them.
On Valentine's Day?
Yeah, you have them delivered on Valentine's.
Yeah.
When were they ordered?
Yeah.
Usually the day before.
Isn't that
Yeah, that's don't wait till the last minute. That's another thing. Don't.
Well, too late for that.
They're going to deliver like 200,000 long stem red roses.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Winston's.
And this, yes. And then also one client, they once ordered, I love this. This is what you guys should all do. One client once ordered 20 dozen roses sent to a hotel room. Isn't that fabulous?
Dozen?
20
wow.
dozen roses.
Did she sleep on them?
I don't know.
A lot of thorns, so.
I know. And then I was looking up on what these flowers mean. So if somebody sends you red roses, it means they're in love with you.
Okay.
So if you get them from the boss, that's weird.
Yeah, but if it's your lover.
Right.
Stop it.
Right.
White roses are synonymous with purity, so you're not getting any of them. That's why it's for like weddings and
We're
stuff.
We're not giving any
Hey,
of
did
those.
You know pink roses are supposed to mean sympathy? I love pink roses. I get pink roses all the time.
Wow.
Apparently, I'm very depressed.
So if you get those for Valentine's, someone sympathizes with you.
Yeah. I should be getting a lot of sympathy. and I never knew this, but orange, if you want to express fascination, that's what it means.
Seems
orange
like
roses.
A lot of explaining, you know?
Yeah.
Really?
If people don't know it, then.
Yeah, like orange.
So now you're providing a service.
Yes,
all these people
you.
Who get orange roses, you're like, what the heck is
I
that?
I love orange roses.
Yeah.
They're really
fascinating.
Yeah. They were on sale, LBF. Let's be honest.
They're like a... that's it. Romance is dead in this room. What do you got for me, Brian?
I just want to talk to my gals out there because...
What's Galentine's Day? Oh, it's only the best day of the year.
What is Galentine's Day?
Well, thanks for asking, Bob. On, you know, the show Parks and Rec... Amy Poehler created this, and now it's a thing.
I love a thing.
Where all you gals get together on February 13th, because...
What's Galentine's Day? Oh, it's only the best day of the year. Every February 13th, my lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home, and we just come and kick it breakfast style.
All right.
Ladies celebrating ladies. It's like Lilith Fair, minus the angst. Plus frittatas.
I could do that. I am available for a late breakfast.
Yeah.
You have all the fun. You do. You have Galentine. You know what? We could start our own thing, Brian.
Yeah? Okay, what should we do?
Palentine's.
Palentine's Day?
We're just pals.
Sounds a little weirder.
I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
I'm already uncomfortable.
Hey, pal, how you doing?
Come on, you and me.
Every day is Palentine's Day at like the local Honeydew at about 6 a.m. with a bunch of guys.
Hey, what's up, pal? That's about as much as you're going to get. All right, we're going to wrap it up for you here. The number one job... with single men over 40. If ladies, if you're looking, you ready? Top five single guy jobs over 40. Number five, a parts salesman. They come in handy. Number four, a food prep worker. Number three, transportation screener. Number two, a tile installer.
They're always filling people up.
Yeah. Number one, bartender.
There's no other way to be if you're a bartender.
That's it. Single.
Single.
For ladies, here they are. Uber drivers, number five. It's tied between a salesperson and a security analyst. They're all single. Personal care workers. And the number one is a postal clerk. If you're looking for a woman over 40, go to the post office. There she is.
If you're looking for a guy, go to bartender. Shooting fish in a barrel. Male bartender.
He single, wants to be single.
Drunk ladies. Yeah. Beer goggles.
He's single for...
Wait a minute. I'm just reason, yeah.
I think she's applying for a job here.
Planning Galentine today.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. 629. Oh, I've got questions. I've got questions, Brian, LBF, because we went out for dinner last night, our Wednesday dinner out, because you just get tired of cooking.
Every single day.
All right, so we went out and went to Horseshoe Grill, highly recommended by my friends, and they were telling us you got to have the amazing club sandwich. So we're like, we got to have the club sandwich. But we're coming in, and I noticed on the tables, there was cornbread on every table.
For you, like a bouquet of cornbread?
We came to the right place.
Yeah.
So we sit down, and Stephanie, the waitress, server, says, would you like some cornbread? Yeah, I'll have that cornbread.
Yes.
And Carolyn is not, you know, she thought, well, maybe we should pass on the cornbread. No, I want
sponge.
I know, like, no, honey. I saw the cornbread.
Yeah,
we're getting the cornbread.
That's better than a bowl of popcorn.
I know,
really.
So it comes. First of all, it's super moist. I know some people don't like the word, but that's the only way to describe it. Little squares of cornbread heaven with. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
Yep.
Okay. Good.
I'm always sitting down.
I know.
Bob.
Cinnamon honey butter.
Oh,
I love it Carolyn when they infuse butter with a better flavor.
So I made Carolyn eat it. Okay.
Yeah.
She didn't want to. I said it's pre-zert.
Yes.
We're having dessert first.
Uh huh.
She had one bite.
Yeah. Right?
Hey, girl, you gonna eat your cornbread?
Was that her?
Yes. I had to fight her back for the cornbread.
Hey, girl, you gonna eat your cornbread?
It was so good. So the question I have is, how do they make it so moist? What is the secret?
I get my cornbread out of the Jiffy cornbread for 99 cents,
right?
And it's never quite.
It's dry.
It's very dry. It's very, very, which is why I load a lot of butter on it. I think you just add tons of butter.
Someone must know.
Yeah.
There was a few things of little corn specks in it.
I'm not a big corn speck person in my cornbread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a little bit.
I am a fan of some diced jalapeno in my cornbread, though.
I'm very excited that this is a trend in restaurants. I've noticed this lately.
They're moving away from
the typical bread basket and moving in some cornbread.
I'm telling you, Dave, if you sit across the table from Dave.
Yep. Hey, girl, you going to eat your cornbread.
Every single time.
So if anybody knows how to make it moist.
Okay.
Stop bandying
about that word.
That's the only word to describe. Go ahead, pick another word to describe cornbread that is not dry.
You can't say spongy.
It wasn't spongy.
Looking up something.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Brian,
you need
traffic.
Get into the thesaurus. All right. Your trouble's brought traffic. Brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
It was, you know, this cornbread. I noticed it's kind of damp. Yeah. It's a little humid, but I like
it. This is some human cornbread.
Yeah, but I like it.
All right, Brian. All right. Here are your problems, Buzz, because north and west of the city, we do have some snow and ice to look out for. South, it's more rain, but still slippery. Oh, be careful. Peabody, we have an accident. 95 northbound. The left lane is blocked right before Route 128, exit 45. Mm-hmm. Accident cleared, 495 northbound by Cimarano Drive in Marlboro. Then down south of the city, Route 3 southbound. Accident left lane is blocked at 139. And then Milton on the southbound expressway, just after you pass Squantum Street, you're still jammed from Granite Ave to that accident there. Hey, Prime members. Double the love with a double dozen bunch of whole trade roses at Whole Foods Markets for only $19.99 through February 14th while supplies last. Find all your deals on the Whole Foods Market app.
Okay.
Steamy?
Steamy.
Muggy. Ooh.
Muggy.
Clammy and dank.
Now we know why they use moist all the time.
Moist sounds better.
Yeah, it's the only one.
Jack. All right, Jack. Jeff. How do you make your cornbread damp, Jack?
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
I whisper sweet nothings to it.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thanks, Jack. That's great.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBI.
Oh, my Brian. God.
More 80s, more variety. All day, all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, 6:46, Dirty Laundry with LBF. We're going to take a little break from the cornbread recipe here.
Okay.
See what's in the laundry bin, okay?
Well, who spent 1/8 of 1% of his income on a house recently in Beverly Hills?
Uh-huh.
I will tell you. Also, I'm excited about a reboot of one of the best 80s movies going. And what happens to you if you eat 1,000 calories a day? First, though, let's discuss.
1,000 calories a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's discuss Jeff Bezos, who just bought the most expensive home ever sold in Beverly Hills for $165 million, which is just 1/8 of 1% of his $132 billion fortune.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
1/8 of 1%
yes.
of his fortune.
Yes. And he bought it with his new brajol, Lauren Sanchez, right. He left his wife and 4 kids for.
When you go to get a mortgage, you have to have, it can't be more than 30%, right? Is that what they say? 35%
of your income.
Of your income.
Yep.
His wasn't even 1/8 of 1% of his income.
Yeah, well,
he
you
got
know
approved.
What? Yeah, yeah.
He definitely got approved.
Pretty quick.
Got that in cash.
It was David Geffen's. Mm-hmm. Home, but before that, it belonged to Jack Warner. It's called the Warner Estate, the president of Warner Brothers Studios.
Way back.
He built it, 13,600 square feet, Georgian-style mansion. He built it in the 30s.
Yeah.
Reportedly with the wood floor that Napoleon was standing on when he proposed to Josephine. Jeez. Not there.
Right.
But, like, in France.
Wait. Not to get too into the weeds, right?
Yeah.
But was Warner the one who, because you saw
he sit in the corner.
Renee Zellweger's movie about Judy. Was
yes.
he one of the bad guys?
I think probably.
He's like, sit on my lap. And
yeah, you
me.
Don't. Yeah, you don't you, get to be a Hollywood mogul with a mansion without being a bed.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
The exception of Tom Hanks.
Well, big couch. Big couch.
Yes, a big couch. So, yes, he'd been house hunting for a while, and they just decided on this one. So that's
Bezos.
Exciting for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they can move in whenever.
Probably nice closets.
A fixer-upper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got a... it's got... I don't know. It's got a lot of things. Like they haven't really put anything. It's probably so exclusive that they haven't put anything.
I don't
on.
Think you'll find it on Redfin.
No, you're not going to find it.
Just saying.
You're not.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm really excited because Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is getting a reboot.
Oh, nice.
And Rick Moranis is going to be in it, and he's going to play himself, like
as
the
a
dad.
Grandfather.
As a grandfather,
right.
Because Josh Gad is going to be his son, who ends up shrinking his kids.
Mm.
And Josh Gad is
funny.
Olaf in Frozen. I mean,
funny.
He's many other things, but let's be honest, that's what he's known for. And so that'll be really fun. Do you love that movie?
Love that movie.
I watched that a lot because
what
Lucy
year was
really...
That was 80s?
86?
Mid
80s,
86, 87.
Do you do that when you're watching a movie and then you turn to somebody and say, when do you think this movie was made?
Yeah, yeah,
and
no,
then you're like, oh, I don't know, 2000, and it's like 1986, like, and you're like, what?
It's starting to blur.
Isn't it awful?
89.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
All right, and then finally, what happens to you when you reportedly eat 1,000 calories per day?
It's like 5 pieces of cornbread.
It is.
Yeah,
it's not
it.
A lot.
No,
it's actually Adele. That's what she's
is
been
sticking
to.
Is that how she lost her weight?
Allegedly.
Wow.
I mean, it's... she's been going to the gym, so I don't think that she's been only eating 1,000 calories a day because you get sluggish and weird when you starve yourself.
I wouldn't have known that was her. You showed the picture to, to Brian
and
I
doctors
morning.
Say don't do it. You should have two. If you're going to diet, have like 2,000.
I can do that.
Yeah,
good
I
news,
can.
Though.
Yeah.
More cornbread for you, Bob.
wait. You know what I said to Adele the other day?
Hey, girl. You going to eat your cornbread.
She said no.
No, she said no, thank you.
I have 7.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. It's 6:54 and 35 degrees in Boston, up to 41 today. Tomorrow's, that's when it gets cold, crazy cold. Look at that. Lows tomorrow night about 10. So there you have
just
it.
Just in time to hug a loved one or somebody you just met at a bar.
That's it. And maybe have some cornbread. We're talking about that because I went to the Horseshoe Grill last night
yeah.
for the first time on North Reading and had the amazing cornbread. I'm like, how did they make it so good? So we just kind of threw it out there. And all of a sudden we started getting a lot of calls about how to make a nice, moist cornbread.
Oh,
so Barbara, you got a recipe or a hack for that?
You take Lauren's little box of Jiffy cornbread
yeah.
for 99 cents.
Yeah.
You follow the directions and you add a small can of creamed corn.
That's the moisture.
The creamed corn is the dampening effect.
You got to do it right though.
The dampening effect. Exactly.
Yeah. You got to put just the right amount of creamed corn in cuz no one wants it too moist.
Food processed it. And it wasn't as chunky, it might be a good idea.
I'll tell you, it was delicious, guys.
Well, that's why you use the creamed corn.
Oh, is creamed corn squished?
Yeah.
I've never had creamed corn.
Squashed.
Oh.
Rich. Yeah.
Never had creamed corn.
No cream corn, just niblets.
Creamer corn. Thanks, Barb.
You're rich. You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Happy you called, aren't you? Judy.
What's Hi,
your,
good morning.
Morning. What's your secret to a delicious cornbread?
Half a cup of sour cream.
Ah.
And you can add a little bit of honey.
Oh.
To make it a little sweeter for Valentine's Day.
Sounds like a fun night, actually.
Yeah, yeah, it does,
it?
Really. Cornbread.
Dollop here and there.
Oh, my God.
Cornbread.
It's an appetizer, Lauren. Thank you, Judy. R.O.R., you got a cornbread secret?
Well, no, not so much a secret. I just figured that LBF's totally complete Valentine's Day package would be to be fed moist cornbread by her lover.
Oh,
there we go.
Stop it. My ears are bleeding.
Wow. I love it. Lover.
Bye.
We're coaching Dave up, man. That's a great call. Now if only Dave listens
to the
show. I'm dead.
Thank you.
See you later, man.
Bye.
Have a good one.
He's listening. I love it. Lover.
And why? Why do you do that to me?
Why did he do it? I never.
And you said the word again.
Well, because I was looking for a cornbread recipe hack. It was so good to feed my lover.
Oh God, stop it! Just don't say it in your life.
That was funny.
Like slow Bob.
That's
voice.
The only way to say it. Brian, can we slow that down even more?
7 WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:13. So we started a new feature last week that we just think is going to be a lot of fun because we've got questions.
Yeah.
So we decided we're going to bring in interesting people or folks that have had interesting things happen to them that we just want to ask questions. So we call it Ask Me Anything. Okay? So today, this was your dream come true, LBF. You said last week that you would love to talk to a woman who's had gave birth in a car.
Yeah, because it happens. You read about it a lot.
Well, we got a twofer.
Oh,
we have
very
two
excited.
Ladies who are joining us this morning. We have Fran. Good morning, Fran.
Morning.
You brought your husband, Mark, with you.
Good morning.
Hey, Mark. And we also have Alexandra and her son, Dorian.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. So both of you ladies gave birth in a car.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, Fran, we'll start with you. When did you have the baby? Where was it?
So this was, it'll be 30 years ago in October, and we were living in Brookline, and I woke up in the middle of the night, didn't think anything of it, no pain, and half hour later my water broke, and I went from perfectly fine to...
Your first, this is your first?
It's our second.
Oh, it was your second,
so
okay.
Our first one was 20 months old and still sleeping, and I went from perfectly fine to we've got to go. To the hospital.
How was Mark?
And Mark, the mid-husband, started screaming down Route 9, and I just said, we aren't going to make it. You have to pull over.
Uh-huh.
And he said...
So there was. I said, oh, there's a fire station about a mile up. We'll just pull in there. They'll have an EMT.
Smart.
Everything will be fine.
What, yeah.
That's quick thinking.
But the fire station was free from all EMTs.
So. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So was anybody there? They were just firemen.
Well, it was 4:30 in the morning, so they were all there, technically.
Yeah.
But they were all sleeping. Mm-hmm. So I banged on the door. Nothing happened.
My God.
And so Fran said, why don't you go pull the fire alarm out by the street? So I run over there, pull the fire alarm.
That'll wake him up.
Yeah.
30 seconds later, five firemen come running out the door. Who pulled the fire alarm?
All right. Right.
Right. So I said, my wife's having a baby. Call 911. They all turned around and ran back inside to call 911.
Meanwhile, Fran's alone.
I thought they were 911.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
That's police. Dispatch. Sorry, Fran. What's going on at that point?
I am screaming to him because she's on her way out. So he runs back to the car, and her head comes out, and then she stopped.
Oh.
And
so were there a bunch of firemen around?
They weren't there yet.
Okay.
Literally, it was what? Like seconds from when he got their attention, and he had to run back to the car. And so her head came out, the rest of her didn't, and... Thank God for the calmest husband anyone can ever have. Because...
All right, hang on to that for a second. Okay. So let's get into Alexander. Yeah, sorry. So
we do go on.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah. We just want to set it up. So Alexander, where were you when Dorian was anxious to come out?
Yes, so, well, that's the same, you know, labor starts in the night. So I ask also, you know, to call the nurse. And so the father did, and so, but they kept on postponing. But basically, yes, we were on our way to Milford.
Milford,
yes, Milford, New Hampshire. I used to live in Manchester.
Up in the sticks, up in New Hampshire.
Sounds so much better the way she says it.
I know. Milford,
You make New Hampshire sound fancy.
So it was just you by yourself in the car?
No. There was his father. He was driving. He was driving.
Okay, the father was driving.
Yes, but the thing is that he always gets us lost. It's a special ski service.
Typical guy.
Always,
I tell him, turn right, he turned left. So sure enough, you know,
And you're mad?
I was not mad, actually. I was not. But the thing is that I was more mad at the nurse that kept on postponing the time we were supposed to come. She didn't, you know, it's time we call. And at the end, I said, no, tell her we just go.
Mm-hmm.
We go now. Because I even couldn't walk three steps without getting, you know, in contraction and in labor. So I said, we go now. And but after in the car, you know, it was dark. I was just in labor. I have no clue, you know, how far or close I was, actually, you know, so... So, yeah, so that's what happened, so...
Okay, so ready to pop.
That's the same, actually.
To pop, and a husband who's bad with directions.
then he froze the car. And he said, I think I get us lost. My gosh.
No. Poor guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't mean to skip to the end, but this is my burning question. Did you have to get the car detailed? Because I know it's like when you spill a cup of coffee in a car.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
No. Like,
it was awful. It was like a crime scene, you know?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's what I say when I didn't see anything. When I saw in the morning, I say, oh, my.
Wow. What kind of car were you driving?
He was driving a Passat, Audi.
Oh, Audi.
Oh, nice.
Sorry.
Nice, Audi. Right, yeah.
How about you, Mark? What was Fran in?
We had a Jeep Cherokee.
Built for that.
Oh, yeah. Very spacious.
Yes, really. Yeah. Not bad. Except I was in the front seat.
You were Fran, you're in the front seat. And what's going through your mind, Mark? Because you knew you had to deliver the girl, right? The baby.
Right. And fortunately, this was our second daughter, so I paid attention during the first time around.
Nice job.
Wow.
Wow. I thought you just stayed at a Holiday Inn Express.
Smoking cigars with a guy. So the problem was the baby was stopped, so I had to kind of reach and get her going again. Wow. And then when her neck came out, the cord was wrapped around the neck.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Untangle the cord. And
was he cool as a customer as he is now?
What's the question?
Was he cool as he is now?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
I was not.
Mark, what do you do for a living?
I'm an actuary for insurance company.
Okay, so you're calm. You're used to
it. Yeah, it's not an exciting
What are the odds of this happening to you?
Jeez.
About 100%.
But you kind of just go through it in the moment. You're just there. You're totally there, and you just do it.
So, all right. So if folks have questions you want to ask,
yeah.
Fran, Alexandra, or even Mark, about actuaries, sir, I guess. Sir. All right, 888-410-1057. Take a quick break. We'll come back, okay? We'll hear a bit more about both their unbelievable stories here.
ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:13. So we started a new feature last week that we just think is going to be a lot of fun because we've got questions.
Yeah.
So we decided we're going to bring in interesting people or folks that have had interesting things happen to them that we just want to ask questions. So we call it Ask Me Anything. Okay? So today, this was your dream come true, LBF. You said last week that you would love to talk to a woman who's had gave birth in a car.
Yeah, because it happens. You read about it a lot.
Well, we got a twofer.
Oh, I'm
we have
very
two
excited.
Ladies who are joining us this morning. We have Fran. Morning, Fran.
Morning.
You brought your husband, Mark, with you.
Good morning.
Hey, Mark. And we also have Alexandra and her son, Dorian.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. So both of you ladies gave birth in a car.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, Fran, we'll start with you. When did you have the baby? Where was it?
So this was, it'll be 30 years ago in October, and we were living in Brookline, and I woke up in the middle of the night, didn't think anything of it, no pain, and half hour later my water broke, and I went from perfectly fine to...
Your first, this is your first?
Our second.
Oh, it was your second,
so
okay.
Our first one was 20 months old and still mm-hmm. sleeping,
mm-hmm.
and I went from perfectly fine to we've got to go. To the hospital.
How was Mark?
And Mark, the mid-husband, started screaming down Route 9, and I just said, we aren't going to make it. You have to pull over.
Uh-huh.
And he said...
So there was. I said, oh, there's a fire station about a mile up. We'll just pull in there. They'll have an EMT.
Smart.
Everything will be fine.
What? Yeah. That's quick thinking.
But the fire station was free from all EMTs.
So. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So was anybody there? They were just firemen.
Well, it was 4:30 in the morning, yeah. So they were all there, technically.
Yeah.
But they were all sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So I banged on the door. Nothing happened.
My God.
And so Fran said, why don't you go pull the fire alarm out by the street? So I run over there, pull the fire alarm.
That'll wake him up.
Yeah.
30 seconds later, five firemen come running out the door. Who pulled the fire alarm?
All right. Right.
Right. So I said, my wife's having a baby. Call 911. They all turned around and ran back inside to call 911.
Meanwhile, Fran's alone.
I thought they
in
were 911.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
That's police. Dispatch. Sorry, Fran. What's going on at that point?
I am screaming to him because she's on her way out. So he runs back to the car, and her head comes out, and then she stopped.
Oh.
And
so were there a bunch of firemen around?
They weren't there yet.
Okay.
Literally, it was like seconds from when he got their attention, and he had to run back to the car. And so her head came out, the rest of her didn't, and... Thank God for the calmest husband anyone can ever have.
All right, hang on to that for a second. Okay. So let's get into Alexander.
Yeah, sorry.
So
we do go on.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah. We just want to set it up. So Alexander, where were you when Dorian was anxious to come out?
Yes, so, well, that's the same, you know, labor starts in the night. So I ask also, you know, to call the nurse. And so the father did, and so, but they kept on postponing. But basically, yes, we were on our way to Milford.
Milford, yeah.
Milford,
yes, Milford, New Hampshire. I used to live in Manchester.
In the sticks up in New Hampshire.
Sounds so much better the way she says it.
I know. Milford, yeah.
You make New Hampshire sound fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was just you by yourself in the car?
No. That was his father. He was driving. He was driving.
Okay, the father was driving.
Yes, but the thing is that he always gets us lost. It's a special ski service.
Yeah.
Typical guy.
Yep. Yeah.
I tell him turn right, he turned left. So sure enough, you know,
And you're mad?
I was not mad, actually. I was not. Okay. But the thing is that I was more mad at the nurse that kept on postponing the time we were supposed to come. She didn't, you know, it's time we call. And at the end, I said, no, tell her we just go.
Mm-hmm.
We go now. Because I even couldn't walk three steps without getting, you know, in contraction and in labor. So I said, we go now. And but after in the car, you know, it was dark. I was just in labor. I have no clue, you know, how far or close I was, actually,
yeah.
You know, so... So, yeah, so that's what happened, so...
Okay. So, ready to pop.
That's the same, actually.
Ready to pop and a husband who's bad with directions.
then he froze the car. He froze the car and he said, I think I get us lost. Oh my gosh.
No. Poor guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't mean to skip to the end, but this is my burning question. Did you have to get the car detailed? Because I know it's when you spill a cup of coffee in a car.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
No.
It was awful. It was like a crime scene, you know? I mean,
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's what I say when I didn't see anything. When I saw in the morning, I say, oh, my.
What kind of car were you driving?
He was driving a Passat Audi.
Oh, Audi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. How about you, Mark? What was Fran in?
We had a Jeep Cherokee.
Built for that.
Very spacious.
Yes, really. Yeah. Not bad. Except I was in the front seat.
Fran, you're in the front seat. And what's going through your mind, Mark? Because you knew you had to deliver the girl, right? The baby.
Right. And fortunately, this was our second daughter, so I paid attention during the first time around.
Nice job.
Wow.
Wow. I thought you just stayed at a Holiday Inn Express.
I'm smoking cigars with a guy. Yeah. No. So the problem was the baby was stopped, so I had to kind of reach and get her going again. Wow. And then when her neck came out, the cord was wrapped around the neck.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
So untangle the cord. And
was he cool as a customer as he is now?
What's the question?
Was he cool as he is now?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
I was not.
Mark, what do you do
was.
For a living?
I'm an actuary for insurance company.
Okay, so you're calm. You're used to
it. Yeah, it's not an exciting
What are the odds of this happening to you?
Jeez.
About 100%.
But you kind of just go through it in the moment. You're just there. You're totally there, and you just do it.
So, all right. So if folks have questions you want to ask Fran, Alexandra, or even Mark about actuaries, sir, I guess. All right, 888-410-1057. Take a quick break. We'll come back, okay? And we'll hear a bit more about both their unbelievable stories here.
Yeah.
1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Ask Me Anything, and we've got Fran and Alexandra, two ladies that have given birth in a car. So we've got questions. So
different cars.
Different cars, different times.
Different babies.
Wasn't a clown car.
All right, so as we last left you, so Alexandra, you were lost and stuck, and you knew it was going to happen in the car, right?
Well, no, I didn't know. I was still hoping that we'd still make it on time. The only thing is that, so he didn't know where we were. And since, you know, I know the route, I said, okay, I was trying to get up to help him to see, to give him new direction, you know, and I just couldn't. I just couldn't. When I tried, I was stuck. So he stopped and we were at the gas station, basically. And then we were, so at the same time, it happened, and suddenly I felt something between my legs, you know?
Oh my God.
And then
that was Dorian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I touched it. Oh, my gosh, Daddy's head. So I just pulled up
the
pants.
Was this your first baby?
The second one.
Second one. So you both had the second. So you've had some experience. Okay.
Yes. But I did not expect that to be that quick, actually, too. So I just take the pyjamas off quickly as fast as I could. And actually, I pushed last time, and I took the baby.
Who's there? What?
So my
The father was there.
Yeah, the father was outside. He was like jumping.
He was jumping, cheering you on. And you're jumping. Like, look at this.
Oh, my God. We have Mark, cool as a cucumber, and your husband's doing jumping jacks next to the car.
And you're delivering your own baby in the car.
He's like, well, there's a cord around her neck. I'll just take care of that. While your husband's out just jumping around.
Oh, hi. Doing a slam dunk.
It's amazing.
I can remember his face.
Yeah, so you delivered your own baby.
What time
of year was this?
It was September the 13th. It was 2 days late. Yeah, it was supposed to be on the 11th. Which was a famous date here, you know.
Right,
so
yeah.
I was happy that he just postponed.
So he just came, Dorian just came out?
In 5 hours, yes. But like I said, you know, if the nurse would have said, okay, come, then we would have been there.
So how'd you wrap him or swaddle him? Or what did you, your pajamas, what'd you do?
Yeah, I was with my pajama, just pull out my pajamas, you know, I mean, I don't
know. Just do what you do, I guess, in that moment.
I have technique, you know, to be fast.
I don't like this print. like that.
Wow. Have to put pajamas on the target list next week.
Jeez.
I have a question.
Just grab the baby. I mean, it was very instinctive. You know,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What, at that point, your husband, I hope, stopped jumping up and down. Did he get back in the car and no?
No, he was shoving. So the reflex he had, it was take the phone in to call the police, you know, the
911. Oh, okay. So right. He's calling 911.
The baby is here. He was in total panic and jumping at the same time.
Wow.
Oh God, you must get that's the best hilarious. Birthday presents and Valentine's Day presents because so, that guy.
All right, so for, let's go to the umbilical cords. Again, ask me anything. Now, what happens with that? You didn't cut it yourself, right? So the baby's still...
Yeah. So Val was born, and I'm holding her, and now the firefighters are all out. Mm. And they came out with a blanket and a bulb syringe so Mark could suction her nose. Then the EMTs showed up, and they had me deliver the placenta in the car, which
oh,
was
boy.
Lovely. And again, they cut, the
what
cord.
A detailed job. Yeah.
They cut the cord
for us.
Yeah.
So we didn't have
I gotta
to
say, Mark, you are one teeth. Cool customer.
Yes.
You, you did the syringe and the baby's nose.
Okay, but just tap the brake. She had the baby.
Thank well, you, Lauren.
I'm just thinking of Alexander as a jumping jack guy. No, I don't mean that. He's probably a nice guy.
He's a great guy. Just has no sense of direction and panics and a pressure. Yeah.
He likes to get his cardio in at all times.
Wow.
He's very healthy.
So, any more questions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my goodness. So, I think at that point, were you frightened still, or were you like, was it still panicky? Or were you like, okay, now I have the baby and it's fine?
Me? So, no, I'm not frightened anymore. I just am frustrated because the EMTs gave me oxygen and IV, and they can't get me out of the car.
Oh, you're stuck
they
in this
car.
They
want to cut my acid-washed jeans, my maternity jeans.
Oh, now
jeans.
This
I'm
is
like,
getting
you
real.
Are
right.
not
this is the 80s.
Yep. Yep.
So I said, I'll take them off. Don't you worry.
Oh, my God. That's funny that fear goes straight to aggravation.
Absolutely.
Well, when you find a pair of jeans that fit like that.
Yeah, I know.
You don't want anybody cutting them off.
I understand.
Acid washed in the 90s?
Yes.
And they're mom jeans. Good point. Yeah, that's great. Well, if anybody has any questions, 888-410-1057. Ask me anything. So there you go. From that point, you go to the hospital. All good.
Well,
baby's
they
healthy.
Didn't want to take me to Newton Wellesley because it wasn't the nearest hospital, which I also was aggravated about. So we had to wait for them to call in all of mine and the baby's vitals so that they could drive us a little further into
it's the red
hospital.
Tape you don't think that happens
no, exactly.
You know like
yeah.
That's
you don't
be
want
like,
any red tape
no
at that point.
But it follows you everywhere it's yeah. like toilet paper on your shoe red tape everywhere.
Jeez. How long was it so for you Fran from the moment you got to the fire department to where you guys started to the actual delivery how long was
so
it
so we left the house at probably well my water broke at 3:45. We left the house at 4:10, and I think she was born by 4:25.
Look at that. That was imminent.
Very fast.
How about you, Alexandra?
Yeah, that's about the same. Like 1 hour off, like five. I mean, I can't remember the time we left, but I think it was around five. And the theory, I mean, we could guess the time of the bus, like 5:40. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like 40 minutes. Yeah.
My question is, how long did you keep the cars after this happened?
We kept it until it died, actually. You know? I mean, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we're really hanging on.
Like, detail a couple of
leather
times.
Seats?
All right, Mark has Mark has a question. Okay. You guys don't have headphones, but Mark has a question. Mark, what is your question?
Does insurance cover detail and clean in the interior after that?
Does insurance cover the cleaning? Mark wants to know.
No, they didn't cover the cleaning. But I have to say, when I got back, I called the detailing company. And they said, well, we can get you in about a week.
Oh,
no.
And I said, well, we just had a baby in the front seat. And she said, what? She said, I'll have somebody go over there in 30 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. There you go. They were just fantastic.
I'm going to use that the next time.
There you go, Mark.
My car detail. I had a baby in the front seat. Get you right in. Right.
And I don't think they charged us anything either. I think
no, they didn't. They didn't charge
okay.
anything at all.
Well, that's good. I don't have any more questions. Do you have any more questions?
I don't think so. No, I think that is, you have informed us what it's like to have a baby in a car and 50-50 calm panic but it all worked out
really good.
Do your kids like riding in the car more than any other kids?
No, actually Dorian used to scream on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah, memories. Scarring memory.
Yes, exactly.
My wife, our second baby, we were going to the Winchester Hospital. And it was the same thing because we went to a diner, right? I'm famous for that. Anyway, so we go.
Always hungry, Bob Bronson.
And the waitress said, if you want to induce, add cod liver oil. Was it cod liver? What's the, one of those two that makes you go? Castor oil. Add castor oil to her orange juice. You'll have that baby today. So we're like, we'd given anything because she was late. So we gave her the orange juice with that. 4 hours later, I'm speeding from Lynn to Winchester Hospital, get to the parking lot. She couldn't get out of the car.
Yeah, that happened.
So I see a nurse coming out. I said, hey, we need help. She's having the baby right now. I'm off duty. Duty. Yeah. So she walks away and I had to run and get a wheelchair. So she had her tailor within a half hour, but it was in the hospital. Yeah.
That's quick.
Wow. Yep. So there you go.
That's amazing. I'm just picturing the scene from Pulp Fiction when they had to clean up the car myself. That's
pretty close.
It's in my head.
All right. Dave has one question. Go ahead, Dave. All right. So what is your...
I got one.
Yep. Go ahead.
I got one question. Yep. I was a former EMT, and if we delivered a baby, the hospital used to give out little stork pens, a little pin you put on your lapel. Yeah. And I'm just wondering if either one of the fathers got a pin.
You got a stork pin for delivering your first baby?
No.
Oh,
no,
robbed again, Mark.
It's red tape. It's in the mail.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. There you go. No stork pin. Wow. All right, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Great.
What is your daughter's name,
Valerie.
Friend? Valerie. And little Dorian came in with us, so that's great. Okay.
Amazing. I'm excited. I feel like my questions were answered.
Yeah, no,
now
it's great.
I know.
I love it.
Okay.
It's easy peasy, actually.
It's easy peasy, actually. You know what? That's incredible.
Yeah. It's the cleanup is the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't even want to know what the charge would be if it was an Uber.
Or if you had peas. Or... All right, here you go.
Oh, we have more details on...
detail, good word.
Yes, on the $165 million home that your Amazon Prime membership paid for.
Mm-hmm. Woo.
All right. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, it's 7:44, time for some Dirty Laundry LBF.
Well, your convenience has just bought Jeff Bezos and his lover, Lauren Sanchez, who, let's just say, he left his wife and four children for.
He did.
He did.
Not cool.
Not cool. I'm not cool. Yet no. I still order things off of Amazon.
How can you not? I know.
He's got me. And that's why he's got us.
He owns us.
And this is why he just got the most expensive home sold in Beverly Hills. Now, it's not only the most expensive home sold in Randolph. This is a $165 million home.
Hey, just like Chris Rock said on the Oscars on Sunday, Jeff Bezos got divorced. He's still the richest man in the world.
Wow.
I don't hear much about him donating.
So how much did the house cost?
$165 million.
Jeez.
Let's discuss it. I got some details on it. It's kind of, it's a story to state because it was owned by Jack Warner. The
mogul.
Yes, Jack Warner of Warner Brothers. And he used to have these crazy parties with, like, you know, those names like, you know, Olivia de Havilland and, I mean, just crazy stuff. And so.
Cary Grant.
Exactly. All those people, like it just Paul, all the way from like Liz Taylor, Paul Newman.
All the beautiful people.
All the beautiful people.
When they were stars with stars.
Yes. Nine acres, 13,600 square feet. It's Georgian style, so it's got those columns like, you know.
Posh.
Yeah, posh.
Old school. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two guest houses, a nursery, not for a baby, for plants, and three hot houses. For your hothouse tomatoes.
Nice.
a tennis court, a swimming pool, a nine-hole golf course, a motor court complete with its own service garage and gas pumps.
Dang.
Right?
Wow.
And
your own gas. How cool is that?
I got to tell you, I'm looking at
How would you like that, Brian?
Probably has an electric car.
I know, right? Yeah, right. So David Geffen bought it back in 1990 when Ann Warner died, the wife of...
Jack Warner. And he bought it furnished, so like just as is.
As is.
I don't know if he changed anything, but I'm looking
at
it.
Do we know what he paid for it? It had probably like $10
million. I'll look it up on Zillow.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
I bet it was no more than $10 million then.
It was, I don't know, probably not. But now it's kind of dated.
Yeah, it looks
dated. I got to tell you, I looked at it and I'm like,
Fixer-upper, huh?
It's a little strange
for
me.
Well, you know what? He can order from Amazon. He can get some things in.
He can.
You know?
He can. I really don't like Jeff Bezos anymore.
I know you don't.
And I cannot quit Amazon. It's a problem. I almost feel like I need to go to church to figure it out.
Don't think about it. Just get
I just ordered something this morning, like before I came to work.
I heard.
Right on
it's
my phone.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, it is.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
It's a present for somebody special.
It's a secret Valentine's Day present.
Nuts.
Oh, wow. You ordered the morning before Valentine's.
Yes, I did.
You can do that with
speaking
Brian,
of Valentine's, I just want to end this lovely report, Brian Bell, with the fact that we're all monsters in the United States because, according to a new poll, more people want to see Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie get back together than Brad Pitt and Jen.
No.
Yeah, I know. That's when I really question
Team Brad and Jen all the way.
That is when I question my citizenship.
No,
I can't live in a country that I just
But think about it. The babies are with Jolie, right? So with Angelina.
Yeah, but he left Jen to have the babies, and then he had them, and now he needs to go back.
You just want him to walk away.
Listen, here's the thing about me. Am a strange romantic. I like to see people stay together, and like originals, the OG couples.
Even if they've had four kids together since then.
Right. Yeah, the first love. I love that idea.
Yeah. I think you have a better chance of that happening than getting back together with with Jolie.
Right.
Don't you?
I think, though
they had the kids.
Right.
Right. Wow.
We're
really
in the minority,
great to,
I guess, you know so what? Bummer.
We spend way too much time worrying about their problems, don't
we?
We
do. Spend a good amount of time worrying about celebrities. I do. I'm still concerned about Katie Holmes. That's a whole different
No, don't. Let's not. Okay.
More 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
All right. We have Anne-Marie LePage joining us, from Foxborough, but she's a police dispatcher in Framingham. She knows all the secrets.
But she's not telling.
She's not telling, Anne-Marie.
That's right. She's 1023, Bob.
What does that mean, Anne-Marie, 1023?
1023?
Yeah, what's that mean?
Nope. I don't know.
She's arrived on the scene. I was just looking up police codes, see if I could impress you, Anne-Marie.
We got a 1023.
Please, all right. Please 1022 it.
Okay. Anne-Marie, you know how super smart works, right?
Yes.
You just have to be the bear.
Smarter than us. And you can win $1,000 just by being smarter than us, really. Shouldn't be that hard. All right.
Nope.
LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. We'll give you $1,000 if there's
okay.
a question you're not sure about. Say pass as fast as you can. We'll give it a chance, okay?
Sure.
Here we go.
This show goes by the acronym GMA. What does that stand for?
Good Morning America.
What does Popeye do for a living?
He's a sailor.
Who is the Queen of Soul?
Aretha Franklin.
What candy melts in your mouth, not in your hands?
M&M's.
How many continents are there?
7.
What color is cobalt?
Blue.
What is the name of the winged horse in Greek mythology?
Pegasus.
In which military camp is the U.S. Gold Reserve stored?
Oh, pass.
What author created the character of Miss Marple?
Pass.
In what city is serviced by O'Hare International Airport?
Chicago.
In which military camp is the U.S. Gold Reserve stored?
Pass.
What author created the character of Miss Marple?
Oh, pass.
You got it. We are two left. You got to guess. In which military camp is the U.S. Gold Reserve stored?
Camp Lejeune.
And what author created the character of Miss Marple?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh my gosh.
You did great, though.
Really great.
You got 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Not bad.
That's really good.
The two we missed, you're gonna kick yourself because I think you're going to know once she tells you.
The military camp, the U.S. Gold Reserve is stored, Fort Knox.
Oh, and okay. Well, I'll never forget it now.
Nope.
And the author who created the character of Miss Marple, Agatha Christie.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, but that was terrific.
Great job.
Thank you.
Smart dispatcher there, Brian.
Very smart, the smartest.
10-4, Anne-Marie.
Yeah. But today, you were not super smart, but pretty good, okay? Yeah. You know, Super Smart brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. WindowNation.com. Now, Amory, don't forget, nobody leaves empty-handed. How about a dinner cruise for two aboard the Odyssey Boston this Saturday night?
Yes, please.
You got
it. Great. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Thank you.
You got somebody to float on the boat with?
Yes, I do.
Who's your sailor man? Who's your sailor man?
Oh, that's my little Pookie.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. You're going to have some drinky poos with Pookie?
Yes, you do. Oh, that's just great.
My little Pookie. That's
little
hilarious.
All right, well, you
I'll
and Pookie.
I'll start calling you that, Bob.
No, please don't. Please don't. Amory, your most memorable Valentine's Day yet is waiting for you and Pookie on the water when you and Pookie join the Odyssey for dinner on February 14th. That's tomorrow night. Or the 15th. For more info, everybody else, please visit OdysseyCruises.com. That was great. You're a lot of fun, Amory. Hang on, okay? A little Pookie. Everybody else, just don't even.
It's a temperature Pookie.
Tell her, Pookie. Anyway, sign up to play Super Smart in 60 seconds at WROR.com. Play the home version of the game.
Pookie Bob.
Oh, boy.
Is there a button I can push that way?
Yeah, you're in charge of all of them.
No, I mean that would eject you.
Some sort of ejection button.
Yeah, no ejection.
We don't have that kind of a hydraulics around
it's
here.
It's coming.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
Oh.
Yeah.
Forgot we were doing a show, didn't you?
Yeah, I forgot for a second.
Yeah.
You won't believe the difference between the spending on Valentine's Day when you're newly dating and when you've been married for a long time.
Big
Actually, you won't
right?
be surprised no, at all.
I'll be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Brian Bell.
All right, I'm going to talk to the gals out there because I know Valentine's Day is tomorrow, but today is a big day. And I think, Bob, we're missing out on this.
All right, well, what else is new? Okay, that's coming up. And I'm going to tell you, if you're looking for a single person, let's say over the age of 40, I will tell you the top
nope.
jobs. Well, you want something a little younger then. But for 40 plus, I'll tell you the number one job for both men and women, where to find them, where they're working, okay?
I want somebody with a new car smell.
I know you do. Nice detailed smell.
Okay, so it's true. We all just stop trying because if this is any indication, the difference between the amount of money you spend on Valentine's Day when you're like newly dating and when you're a long time married is unbelievable.
Right.
So when you're newly in love and you want to impress somebody, the average one a person spends on Valentine's Day is $700.
That's new love.
That's wow. new love.
That's
dating
new
less
money,
than 6 months.
New, that's, wow.
6 months to 2 years?
$700. That's a gift. That's dinner. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hotel room. Like
coming
stuff like
hot.
That.
Oh,
yeah, coming in hot.
Right.
Six months to 2 years, $453.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Uh-huh.
But it plunges.
It plunges.
After 2 years. Two
sure
to five
does.
Years, $157.
Wow, that's
and then people
generous.
Who have been together more than 20 years.
Uh-huh.
That would be me. That would be you.
Yes.
And that would kind of you, Brian, right?
Getting there.
Almost.
Like, yeah, 15 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. $64. That's that a 90% fall
wow.
in market value.
Can I ask
I'm
you a
low
wife?
Average.
Can I ask you a wifey question?
It's better than a lover question, but it's not.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
So Winston's florist.
Yes.
They gave us each a dozen roses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I brought mine home, but I did not say that I bought these. I just said Winston's was very nice. They're beautiful roses.
Yeah.
Here you go, honey.
You're like a regift.
She it? Loved them.
Yeah.
Now, do I have to go back and buy another dozen?
Depends on what you want
you
this
recommend?
Weekend. I mean, I think you know
I
the answer,
think
Bob.
I know that answer.
So.
Let me call Winston.
All right, yeah, he really got on the phone. All right. Well, thanks to our friend Amy Poehler and one of my favorite old shows, Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
Today is a very special day for the gals.
What's Galentine's Day? Oh, it's only the best day of the year. Every February 13th, my lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home and we just come and kick it breakfast style.
Ooh.
Ladies celebrating ladies.
Nice.
It's like Lilith Fair, minus the angst. Plus frittatas.
And you get frittatas. Galentine's.
Sounds pretty good.
It does.
You do that with your gals?
No, I have never done it with my
you
gals,
should.
But I'm wondering if my gals are available for like a nice
for
lunch.
For a frittata?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
See, that's something the ladies would do, but, you know, guys aren't doing Palentine's.
No.
Are we, Brian?
Sounds a little different.
Palentine's.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Hey, pal.
This doesn't, yeah.
Want to have a... Maybe a burger and some nachos.
Again, I still think that the Palentine's that go on is when you walk into a Honeydew Donuts at like a 9 o'clock on a Monday, and there's a group of guys hanging out.
Yeah,
that's the Palentine's
day. Hey, pal.
Every
that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my dad and his Romeos.
Yes.
Retired old men eating
out.
Oh,
see, there you go.
Is that what they call
Romeos?
Yeah. I love Romeos.
That. That's
I can't
awesome.
Wait to be a Romeo.
They're getting late breakfast.
That's Palentine's. All right. Finally, if you're looking for a Valentine's. I don't want to say lover because I don't want to make you ill. But if you're looking for a single person over 40, male or female, the number one job you find a single female over 40 is your local post office.
Really?
Postal clerks. That's the number one job for women over 40 that are single. So you go to the post office. Don't get lazy. And if you're looking for a man over 40 who's single, go to your local bar. He's
Done.
A bartender. He's a bartender.
Really?
Right,
does he have a lot of tats?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, like easy. My man Sam up in Portland.
Yeah, calm down.
I forgot about him.
Calm down. Tony, what's going on?
How you doing today?
Good. What's up? You had a comment about Valentine's
after
all these years?
Yeah, I heard you talking about money and Valentine's Day.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been married 36 years. I got her two tickets to see the Beach Boys for a total price of $157. Here's the catch, though. I'm not taking her.
Why?
She's taking one of her friends.
Wow, Tony, that's love. That's love.
That's love.
Wow. That is love. You just don't like the Beach Boys, Tony?
Or you don't like your wife.
Which one, Tony?
Let the therapist sort it out.
She doesn't like me. She doesn't like me much anymore.
I gotcha.
Give me the tickets and beat it. All right. Thanks, Tony. I was going to say have fun, but you're not going. Yeah, okay. Not a good vibration. 105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 8:49, earlier in the show, I happened to mention, went to the Horseshoe Grill, North Reading, for dinner last night. First time I've ever been there. And they said, the server asked if we wanted cornbread. And
which
I said, has
ridiculous
anybody ever said no?
Yeah.
I don't think so. So she brought it over, and it was amazing, right?
It was the moist amazing.
It was the moistest amazing cornbread I've ever had.
Boy.
And then I talked to my wife, and I could see if she was enjoying it.
Hey, girl, you going to eat your cornbread.
She really likes cornbread.
She said, get your hands off my cornbread. It was that good. So earlier in the show, we were asking for how do they make it so moist?
Because when I make it, it's just crumbly and not good.
Dry. So yeah. You looked up because you don't like the
dry.
Word. You don't like the word
like,
moist.
Yes.
So you looked up
humid.
You looked up some other words you can use instead of moist.
Yes, you can use dank and damp and
humid. Nobody wants that.
Soggy.
No.
Yeah. Moist is the only way to
That's
describe it.
That's the only
things.
Way to describe
That's
it.
It's a terrible word.
So I mean, Cake Mix has been telling us for years.
I know.
You know, Duncan Hines. Moist it's right on the box.
Speaking of it, Bernie, you know how to make it moist?
Yeah. The cornbread mix and yellow cake mix.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That's what? Diabolically delicious.
In two separate bowls.
Yeah.
The way the package tells you to.
Mm.
When it's all mixed, you mix them together and then bake it.
Mm. Wow. Is it moist?
Ew.
It's moist.
Hear that, everybody? That's great.
It comes from the test kitchens.
Oh.
It's the Boston Market cornbread.
Oh. Okay. Gotcha.
Because I got to be honest, guys, this tasted cakey. It was like dessert. right up front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bernie.
You can work with that.
No, I think I'm going to. Thanks for the tip.
Okay, my friend.
All right, Bernie.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it.
How
about Bernie? He's like the FBI calling. I mean, right. He's like, yeah.
Like, this is how get it done.
Yeah. That's the facts, Bob.
That's the facts.
That's you it. Take your mix. You take your choice.
You gonna eat your cornbread.
There we go. All right, it's awesome. On our Facebook page, give us a like. It is 105.7 WROR Facebook page. The boss says we need more likes. Just telling you guys.
Is that the actual cornbread that you put up there?
It looks just like it.
It looks amazing.
That is amazing.
It really does look good.
You can take a look at it. We're just seeing if you have any hacks to make it as delish and moist. Okay? You can go...
Huh. I can't with that. I just can't. I can't.
Any hacks? No.
No, I just want to hack the word moist up.
I know you do. Well, nobody wants humid cornbread or dank.
No.
Right? No. We know.
No. How about just tasty?
It still doesn't describe.
No, it doesn't.
Not there.
It's a really bad word that does its job well.
I have no problem with it. Okay. Give us a like on our Facebook page, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:55. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian making the most of our Thursday.
We sure are.
That was just a
it's
great
not Friday
day.
Yet.
No, anyway, it feels like it.
Any day we're, you know, just sitting around, you know.
Hey, girl, you gonna eat your cornbread.
Can't think of cornbread without hearing that.
I can't.
It's a good day. It's a good day. All right, so look, at 11:05. Spend some time with Julie Devereaux. She's got more Bon Jovi tickets to give away. It's so easy to win. No hoops to jump through.
Okay? I know.
No texting, no tweeting. Boom. You just call 888-410-1057. You want to be lucky caller 15 to get the tickets. Okay?
I know. I'm excited for people. It's going to be a great, great concert.
It is. Put
John
that hair
Bon
up.
Jovi. Yeah.
Get that hair up, LBF.
Yep, Aquanet.
As high as you can get it.
Yeah, I can get it really high.
I know you can.
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
Well, that's,
Dave, that's what I say.
Dave told me he likes it.
So. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it reminds him of all his girlfriends from Jersey. If I wear an ankle bracelet, it's like, woo!
Hands off,
there's
the
calendar.
All right, Brian. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Don't forget, 11:05, Bon Jovi plays. You be caller 15 at this number. You win tickets.
888-410-1057. It's easy.
All right. You know what's going to be fun tomorrow, guys, is our dating disasters. Really good prize up for grabs for the best disaster. We have $100 Visa gift cards to give away, digital downloads of Frozen 2, so it'll be a nice little,
oh, yeah,
you know,
dinner and a movie.
That's what we're going to give away
right.
tomorrow. So if you have a dating disaster, you can remember the first date was just a disaster, and you want to tell us about it, you can go to WROR.com. Email us there, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Even if it's not a first date, but like when you knew it was over, like was that dating design. Sometimes it's the third or fourth, and you're like, you know what?
Yeah,
no.
This is not happening. But you can go online. Brian, what's the best place for folks who have a dating disaster to share it with us?
You go into the contest section at WROR.com. It's right in there. You can click it. Tell us your story, and then we'll get in touch with you if your story is horrific enough.
Yes, that's how it works. But you'll see it right there. Dating disasters. All right, 80s and more. It's 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.